welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, Radio Family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. This is one of my chief joys, being able to share with you and spend these few moments together as we spend time in the presence of the Lord. What a wonderful opportunity it is to be together in the Spirit of the Lord and to share the good news of the gospel. Well, if you listen to national and international news events, I'm sure you'll agree with me that there's not much good news on the present world scene. Isaiah says, "For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people." Amen. We're seeing that, and there's such darkness. However, Isaiah 60:2 ends with a very positive, beautiful statement. The rest of that sentence reads, "But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee." The good news of the gospel that is that we, beloved, if you've accepted Jesus, you've been delivered out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And as we grow in our Christian walk, there is a real emphasis in Scripture of our need for our minds to be renewed. Otherwise, it's quite possible that good, well-meaning Christians can still hold on to a worldly mentality and not even be aware of it. You know, as we look at the world system, governmental authority, secular authority, if you will, God has given that for society's benefit. You know, Paul, he was writing to Timothy in the second chapter of 1 Timothy. He said, "I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and the giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty." Because of man's fallen nature, a lot of the laws that we have are restrictive. They're negative in nature. You know, I can remember once, you know, I was soundly rebuked. I was spending an evening in a campsite. I was in a camping situation, and a camp ranger interrupted and said, "You know, you need to move your car because my vehicle tires were about 12 inches on the bare ground rather than on the parking space concrete." Now, you know, I'm not being critical or unreasonable. It's important and necessary for us to have laws. But, beloved, when it comes to the things of the Lord, if we will follow in the ways of God, and that's a very important if, we are released from restrictions and rules and thou shalt nots into a glorious liberty and freedom of the sons of God. I don't know how many times I've heard from people who are now have a rich and vibrant relationship with the Lord, but they would say, "Well, I grew up in a very restrictive environment. They went to church, but for them, it was just a matter of rules, the things they couldn't do. There was no joy, there was no liberty, there was legalism." And that's what I'm talking about, beloved. As we come into an understanding of God and His ways, that there is a liberty and a freedom. All the old covenant regulations have now been replaced by another law. James 1:25 says, "The law of liberty." And if we walk in the Spirit, and if we love God with all of our heart, all of our mind, our soul, and strength, and if we love one another as Jesus has loved us, remember He gave that new commandment in John 15:12, and if we manifest the fruit of the Spirit in our lives, which Galatians 5:23 says, it says, "There's against such there is no law." What a wonderful revelation. The Holy Spirit, beloved, is fully committed to your transformation in Christ because the Lord knows you better than anyone else. He knows just how to satisfy the deepest longings of your soul. He knows how to bring you ultimate satisfaction, and He knows what is necessary and what it'll take for you to experience the abundant life. And these aren't just words that I'm sharing, but they're actually, if we will follow through, they're a discovery of the purpose of God's love. As we surrender our all to Him, as we live a life of holiness and consecration to Him, He promises in Psalm 138 and 8 that He will perfect that which concerns us. And so, beloved, it's my prayer that you and I, that the members of Christ's body in the earth will come into a revelation of this glorious liberty. Then we'll be able to say with personal and with emphatic conviction with the Apostle Paul, it is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Beloved, what a wonderful Savior we have. What a wonderful risen Lord we serve. Praise God. And His word is so precious to us. It's a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. His word is like a precious diamond. And each day, as you spend time with the Lord in His word, you can see a sparkling facet you've never seen before. You know, it says in Scripture that the examples under the Old Covenant were given for our learning, our admonition. So we can learn much from those examples that are given in the life of the Israelites under the Old Covenant. Wouldn't it be wonderful to be fully enjoying all the riches of Canaan, the land of our inheritance, spiritually speaking? Well, let's go back to what Israel encountered. In Joshua 5:6, the Lord told Joshua, "This day have I rolled the reproach of Egypt off of you." The first thing Israel did after crossing Jordan was to stop at Gilgal to renew the covenant of circumcision. The spiritual significance for us is that we will be allowed to conquer our Jericho and possess our inheritance if we have our flesh or our carnal nature circumcised, if you will, cut away, before we'll be allowed to conquer our Jericho, to possess our inheritance. God has rolled the burden of sin, the bondage of slavery, and the darkness of this world off of us and has translated us into the kingdom of His marvelous light. And also, He's given us ruling authority to reign as kings in this life. That's what Revelation 1 and 6 says. However, like the very first king of Israel, that was Saul, we have a critical choice to make. And, beloved, this is the key to success or failure in experiencing the goodness of that Canaan land flowing with milk and honey, the promised land, the abundant life that Jesus came to give us. And, beloved, the key is obedience to the word of the Lord. Interestingly enough, the test for Saul was again at Gilgal, as Israel prepared to fight the Philistines. Of course, you perhaps remember what happened. The prophet Samuel delayed his arrival, and Saul gave in to the pressure and fear that he was experiencing by offering the sacrifice that only the priest was allowed to offer. And later, when God commanded the Amalekites destroyed, Saul covered over his fear and expediency with deception. That was 1 Samuel 15:13, and also self-justification. He wanted to validate his choices. He reasoned that the best of the sheep and the oxen were to be sacrificed to the Lord. And of course, God had specifically instructed that everything was to be destroyed. Now, think about that. Doesn't that make you pause and think how often you and I have thought that doing things our own way would be better? Well, if we're honest, we'll have to confess we've done that. Samuel rebuked the king by saying, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord. That's 1 Samuel 15:22. The harsh reality of Saul's choices were summed up as witchcraft and idolatry, for that is how the Lord views rebellion and stubbornness. The flesh is stubborn and wants its own way, and that's why our spirit man must always be in control if we want a victorious life. I'm praying with all my spiritual strength for the listening audience, for my UCM partners, that we will truly walk in the Spirit with a whole heart and give no place to the flesh or the devil. Beloved, it's possible through the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I just sense the anointing and the presence of the Lord, and I'm going to ask Him to minister to you. Lord, have your way. Lord, speak to us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For the word of the Lord would come to you, my beloved, and I would say that the way of the Lord is not hard, the way of the Lord is not grievous, but it is an upward path that leads to the height of Zion. In his humanity, in his final hours on earth, my son Jesus recoiled from the shame. He recoiled from the suffering of the cross that he was to face. Knowing all things were possible, he asked me that he would not have to drink that bitter cup. But nonetheless, he submitted to my will. He submitted to the will of his Father. Even so, I want you to be convinced that my will for you is filled with love, is filled with mercy and grace and wisdom for what is best for you. Therefore, surrender to a life of obedience in all things is my desire for you, that you would be willing to be willing. For the joy set before him, Jesus endured the price of his passion and death. Make that your aim as well, the joy that my heart and all of heaven has set before you. Part of his joy is seeing that you walk in freedom and liberty, possessing your possessions and all that he purchased for you at the cross of Calvary. Be strengthened, my child, and be of good cheer, for it is my good pleasure to give you the kingdom, says your heavenly Father. Praise God. Well, beloved, let's be encouraged to cross over to Canaan land and receive all the fullness of our inheritance. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me today, and I do invite you to write, share your prayer requests. As the announcer gives our contact information, and you jot that down, especially if the Holy Spirit's prompting your heart, just obey. He has a reason for doing that. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.